My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from DIP. Thursday, 7 p.m., December 25th, 1941. Christmas Day. Dear Mom and Dad, it's Christmas Day in Fort Bragg. They've treated us all pretty well here in camp today, and last night. But yet, nothing could quite take the place of Christmas at home. All last night I kept referring to my watch and trying to guess what you folks would be doing at the time. At 8 bells, 9 o'clock here, I could just see the men putting aside those cards to make way for Santa and everybody else filing on upstairs. Did I hit it on the nose? Suppose you punished the prize turkey too. Thanks a lot for the way you remembered me this Christmas. The stationery and the stamps I can really make good use of. And the Fanny Farmers, well, it goes without saying that I appreciate them. The upper layer is gone already. I feel and look just like a chocolate. The negative file was a swell idea. As yet, I haven't taken so very many pictures, mainly because I can't find a decent place to have them printed. But last Saturday, when I was in Fayetteville doing some shopping, I walked onto a revelation. The USO Club there offers a darkroom and free use of their chemicals and equipment for any soldier who cares to avail himself of the opportunity. So I'm just that guy. All I have to pay for is the paper. Maybe now I'll start filling out that file. Thanks again. I got some other fine gifts too. A well-chosen book from Elaine and Virgie. It's just the type I like to read. A collection of the best reading by Clifton Fadiman. Also included with the book was, to my happy surprise, a couple of bucks from Esther and Elmer. How do they know that's just what I needed? Today I received a package of assorted meats from Dot and Arlo. Looks as if the boys and I are going to have a little party one of these nights. They bring the bread. Oh yeah, and I got a fruitcake from, guess who? Mr. and Mrs. Olaf M. Cole. Wasn't that thoughtful of them? Boy, am I going to get fat with all this cake and meat and candy around. Or sick, maybe. Hope it's the former. About our Christmas here at Bragg, last night we had a community carol sing on our outdoor stage in the back of the service club. The FARC band played, and we all sang Christmas carols from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. Then we went inside to the service club and had a little party. A program, popcorn, and all kinds of fruit to eat, and more singing. At about 11 o'clock, we strolled up the Battery Street and into the barracks to bed. We stood our socks in the corner, but no luck. Guess Santa doesn't get down this far. This noon, we had a big meal, and was it a dilly? We had turkey, and all the trimmings, and four different kinds of pie. On each table were piles of fruit, nuts, candy, and fruitcake, and each of us got a package of cigarettes, any brand he chose. They gave me your telegram just before I sat down to eat, so I naturally enjoyed the meal all the more then. Thanks for that, too. I wish you could see how beautifully our mess hall is decorated. It is the prettiest in the whole regiment by far, quoting the colonel. At one end starts a large tree, lit up, and at the other end is a big Merry Christmas sign. Strung back and forth are red paper ropes laden with tinsel. In fact, all the walls and lights and ceiling are covered with decorations. Even the windows are hung with wreaths, and each pane is banked with cotton to imitate the snow. All afternoon we have had open house in the mess hall. We could stroll in any time to snack on some turkey or anything else we might crave. I dropped in there about 4 p.m. and casually wrapped myself around a couple of pieces of mince pie and a turkey or two. I've got my footlocker stacked with fruit to last me the duration. Corporal Walter, one of my buddies here, got a plum pudding from his mother. He had one of the cooks heat it up for him and then give us all a taste. I liked it. Tastes just like warm fruitcake, only better. Everyone around here has some kind of eats to offer you now. Cookies, candy, cake, nuts, and fruit. The only thing that doesn't add anything to the spirit of the day is the weather. Snow wouldn't last here for more than 1 second. Because it's just like summer. Today the sun was just a-blazing away. The temperature must have been about 65, with no exaggeration. We were strolling around the area today in just our shirt sleeves. Bet you can't say the same. You lucky Minnesotans. Don't know just exactly what we'll be doing on New Year's Eve, but I know we'll be going to some nearby town to celebrate. It would be kind of dull here in camp, don't you think? Besides, there just aren't any girls around here to kiss at midnight. It's going to be hard to come even close to the good times our Kin's Club has had for the last 3 years. I think I'm going to swing a furlough for about 10 days around my birthday, or shortly thereafter. You see, we are allowed 2.5 days a month, and I now have 5.5 days coming to me. I'll need about 10 to make a long enough furlough, and I'll have that coming by February. February. Almost forgot that first R. Hope I can swing it. Now I must close and go down to the cafeteria for a bottle of milk. Don't feel a bit hungry after that scrumptious meal. So adios for a while, and may you both have the very happiest of New Year's. Love, Dorrance. P.S. Hope Santa was good to you. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.